Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's number 28 this week, Sharp and Newman, and Change Your Mind. Well, it's too late to change ours. It's 7 o'clock. Let's hope the lines are working. Let's see. Are we all connected? Can we go to Perkins Grange, please? And see if Noel is there waiting for us.
You're on!
Oh, sorry. Hello?
No.
Hello?
You're getting it, okay.
It's not working.
Hello?
It's not a bad line. Can you hear me?
Hello, I've got you now.
I can hear you, okay.
Hello, what's it like at Broadcasting House this morning?
Broadcasting House is dark and cold.
Is it?
Where's Perkins Grange? I don't even know where it is.
We're about 70 miles to the south of London. It's jolly cold down here. We've got about 6-7 inches of snow outside and about a foot inside. And,
Sounds a little bit echoey, as if you're in a hallway or something.
I'm standing on the top of the landing, overlooking the hallway at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased that you... Sorry. We're going to go into the love room in a little while to celebrate the fact that it's St. Valentine's
Day. Okay, take that minor bird with you.
Adrian, thank you very much indeed.
See you now.
Good morning, everybody.
Edwin Blunt!
Yes, indeed. St. Valentine's Day across the United Kingdom. Wishing you well on this Thursday.
England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales. Of
love music for you throughout the next 2 hours, all the usual features, plus a little look around one of the most secret rooms in this most beautiful of houses. We're going to the love room on St. Valentine's Day. Come strolling back, Gallagher and Lyle from Breakaway, and I want to stay with you. It's 7:04, 7:04, and a Truly Road, beading, staining in West Sussex. There's Jocelyn. Hello, Joss. Welcome back to Radio 1, even if it is only for a short time. Radio 1 has not been the same since the Sunday show. And whatever happened to Mr. Brian Perkins in the Grange? Well, Jocelyn, I presume you wrote this particular letter before you knew that to celebrate St. Valentine's Day, we were coming down to the countryside to this most wonderful, wonderful residence. We'll be passing on some of the history of the place and trying, I suppose, in some way to convey the atmosphere of the love room. Ah, can't wait to go in there. Still on the balcony overlooking the hall at the moment. York Road, Salisbury in Wiltshire. Jim Law has written to me. Now, look here, what's going on, eh? I wrote to you in the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in March 77 and I still haven't heard from you. Now, this just isn't on. You didn't mention my Radio 1 balaclava helmet jingle. You didn't even tell me who Flynn the Milkman really was. Gosh, I was a young school lad in those days, he says, with spots and a Radio 1 roadshow badge on my blazer. The spots were on my face, not on the blazer. Those were the days, eh? I expect you remember me at the Radio 1 Roadshow, Easter 77 at Southampton. I was the one in the brown jacket and the red pullover at the back. Times have changed, though, says Jim. I've actually got older, and I go to work now, so I listen to you as I drive between Salisbury and Andover. Jim, a very good morning to you. Safe driving. Here's New Edition, Mr.
Telephone Man, eh?
Mr. Telephone Man.
7:09. It's 7:09. New Edition and Mr. Telephone...
Perhaps...
Mr. Mrs. Telephone Man.
Sorry. I was just... Mrs. Thatcher... this is the B. Mrs. Thatcher raps...
Brian. Brian, good morning.
N-U-M.
Still reading the news, are we?
Well, wonderful to see you again, Mr. Plunge. You're not... You're not selling brushes by any chance, are you?
That's my beard, Brian. Hey, I see you've had the cobwebs dry cleaned around the place, Brian. I must say the old house is looking well since my last visit.
Well, the years have been kind to you too, Mr. Plunge, from a strolling disc jockey to something on the telly, if I may say so.
Make me sound like a vase of flowers.
And now the ultimate accolade, a week as understudy to Mike Reed.
Yes, he was called away, Brian, to the annual general meeting of the Cliff Richard Lookalike Society. Besides, he needed a holiday. According to the listeners.
By the way, you have brought the money, have you? I was glad to believe there was a fee.
So was I.
Well, anyhow, we've had some good times here, haven't we? The music room.
We have indeed.
The blue room.
Oh, yeah.
The kitchen.
Oh.
What about the Grand Prix?
Oh, yes.
Oh. And now I understand you're staging your Valentine's Day broadcast in the love room.
Yes, you crafty old devil. You never told me you had a love room here.
Well, we prefer to forget about it, Mr. Plunge. I mean, there are things at the other side of this door that are really better left unseen.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to go in. Guess what's happened?
Radio 1 weather check.
2 days in a row, I haven't got it. Oh, Oh, dear, don't worry. Mr. Reed's back on Monday, so everything will be organised. It's 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. 7:13. I can tell you, it's very chilly outside, and I believe the outlook is that it's going to remain remarkably chilly for quite a while.
Got it now! Oh, great, it's just come through.
The 24-hour forecast. It's going to remain very chilly. See, I told you. Outbreaks of snow are possible in the southwest, where it's going to be very windy, possibly giving heavy falls in places. And there could be drifting because of the wind. Elsewhere, there'll be bright intervals with heavy snow showers in the east. It'll stay very, very cold. See, if you just stay with me, I'll tell you the truth.
Hey, you're fine in the morning.
What are you doing here? I saw you off to Australia 4 hours ago.
I know, I just couldn't go. I couldn't leave you.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm just so surprised.
You know how love was meant to be.
There you go. 17 after 7, a very good morning to you. Vivian Brennan, hello. She's at 12 Sutton's Lane, Hornchurch, in Essex. And she sent me a Valentine's teddy. Vivian, thank you very much indeed. Tenderheart is sitting on the edge here of the, I don't know what you'd call that bit of furniture. It's on the landing here at the Grange, anyway.
When I get to lose it all, security's got through the wall.
Good old Howard. Howard Jones on a Thursday morning. Number 7 in the charts at the moment, and things can only get better.
Can I tell
21. Sorry, Brian, what?
Do you mind if I tell the time?
Oh, go on then.
21 and minutes and 18 seconds past 7 now.
Good. Didn't understand that. It's gone 7:21, so if you've got something to do, rush. I'm in. I've opened the door and I've come in. On St. Valentine's Day, we are now ensconced in the love room at Perkins Grange. And in fact, it's a beautiful view outside. I can, from this position, almost see the front of Perkins Grange with the famous motto, the raised letters picked out in recently applied pigeon droppings. The house has the motto Gluteus Maximus Exposicus, which roughly translated means the end is in sight. And as I stand here, I can certainly feel the memories of those Sunday mornings coming back to me. Just beyond, if you can visualise the view, just beyond the window here, I can see the tall, gaunt outline of Perkins Folly, wearing a glittering cap of snow on this morning. It's not like you, Brian, to leave the wife out all night, you know? Just over to my right is the fabulous Perkins Hothouse, where Brian overwinters his rare and exotic collection of dandelions and dock leaves. Must say, he really looks after his weeds. Must be about another month, they'll be ready for planting out on the lawn. And, I say, Brian, it's a jolly good job we're not on the telly, you know. This looks like the perfume garden with cobwebs. Do you ever clean this place?
Of course I do.
Well, it looks a bit of a mess. Actually, above me, in the love room here, is a frescoed ceiling depicting dozens of naked little cherubs.
Oh.
Hang on, they're not cherubs. Whatever they appear to be carrying sticks of celery. Peculiar. If you lie down at this angle, look, Brian, you can see that one at the end. The one with the spectacles looks funny. This is appropriate, this piece of music. It's ABC. Valentine's Day. Ah, good, you've got a phone. Going to try the mono game in a moment or two. If we can get an outside line. 23 and a half past seven. And Valentine's Day, 26 past 7. Good morning! Hope I find you fit and fine and wonderful and well on this Thursday morning. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
Hello. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
What's all this business about you wanting first love?
Oh, it wasn't me, it's my sister.
Oh. Well, you wrote to me all about first love and things. I want you to play the mono game.
Do you
know what's involved?
Yeah.
All you've got to do is describe something in 30 seconds, keep the words coming, but make sure there is nothing more than one syllable in each word. And it is jolly difficult. I've got a Radio 1 clock for you, if you can do it. And the time will start any second now. We're at Perkins Grange this morning, and I wonder if you can describe for me what you think Perkins Grange looks like. Start now.
I think it looks like a big house. It has a big door and a big Rod.
Rod, yeah. Come on.
I think it looks...
I'll give you a clock for that.
Oh.
Well done. Congratulations to you.
And very difficult.
It is. It's a lot more difficult than it seems. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
Aircheckdownloads.com.